All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, November 5th of 2024, and looking ahead here, we have an 11-game NHL slate. We have no NBA games on Election Day, so we are all about the hockey today. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays, typically at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. We will not have shows Friday and Saturday of this week, and I will be moving the Build Review show, which is typically on Mondays and Fridays, to Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern. So we will get our Build Reviews in at the beginning and end of the week still. So if you guys want to sign up for that, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord. I will add you to the list. I keep a running list all week, and we will knock them all out on Thursday. All right. Let's get SaberSim up. A little light on questions today, I'm assuming, because there's no NBA. So we're going to work through the questions that we have here. Probably do a little build demo for NHL here if I was playing it for the first time, and kind of go from there. So we'll see what happens. First question, if I wanted to center my NBA builds around some chalk players, how would I do that with SaberSim Starter? So I think probably a good way to do this would be like to create a group rule, right? Like if we just go back to Monday, NBA. Now, let's say that there's like a group of chalky players that you want to use, right? And we'll just sort by ownership, right? So, you know, you want to use, you know, two players above 30% ownership, right? So what you can do is just come in here. You can say add new rule. You can do this a couple ways, right? Like a group manual rule. Maybe you want to use at least two of the top five owned players. Add them to this group. It's going to use at least two of these five. You can click save, right? That's one way to do it. Another way to do it would be to do a group auto rule where it says use at least two and then go add a requirement whose ownership is greater than 30, right? This would be another way of doing the same exact thing. So there's a couple of different ways to do it. I think some type of group rule is going to be your best option. The reason I like the setup of like using two out of five is because it gives the builder some optionality. You know, you're not going to end up with 100% of, well, you probably won't end up with 100% of any one of those five players, and you're going to get a mix of those of that set. So that's the way I would go about it. All right, next question. How should I be measuring how many mini uniques to use if I'm on the starter plan? Good question. So what I would be doing, and we'll just run an NBA build from Monday, is setting up a average projection aggregate metric, number one. And then number two, what I would be doing is scrolling down to the last lineup in the trying to stay in the top 25 to 50% of my pool. So here I built a pool of 500, which is how many lineups you would have if you're on starter. Now let's say I need 20 lineups, right? I'm just going to use Saber Score here. What I would do first is, even if I didn't even have any aggregate metrics by default, what I would do is, you know, you can go in and, hold on, let me change this real quick. I was on beta and it just works a little bit different. Let's go back to Monday, NBA. All right, hold on. Give me a second. Got a little messed up here. All right, we should be good now. NBA, Monday. All right, so same build we had, right? 20 lineups, 500 in the pool. No aggregate metrics right here, right? If I want to create some, I just right-click on my lineups. I get this aggregate metrics pop-up. Go in here and set one up that says average projection. And then two is scroll down to the last lineup in the set of lineups that you're looking at, right? We're looking at 20 lineups. So I scroll down here to 20. What I would start doing is start increasing this many uniques, paying attention to how much average projection is going down, and paying attention to how far down in your pool you have to go, right? So I'm also going to be keeping an eye on my exposures and my leverages here. So for instance, one min unique, right? 297.7 average projection. And we have 100% exposure to one player, 95 and then 85. So, okay. So what does two min uniques do? Okay, average projection went down like 0.1, down to lineup 23. Okay, that seems fine. Uniques of 3, down to lineup 55. We did jump here, right? We were like 297.6, and we went down to 295.9. You know, this is kind of a big jump. The question to me would be, are you okay with the exposures and leverages that you're seeing here, right? So, Keita got announced as a starter for Boston after the slate started. So that's why that player's ownership is very, very low here, or else it would have been a lot higher, probably ended up being a lot higher in some of the live ownership builds. Yeah. So I got up to like 22%. So that brings the leverage down significantly here. They were still like a really, really high value play. So like I would be okay. You know, uniques of 3 brought me down kind of far. I know I don't want to go further. Do I like these leverages and exposures that I'm looking at, especially that the fact that I'm only at lineup 43 out of 500? Or, you know, do I prefer mean uniques of 2 with what I was seeing there, right? Like the exposures and leverages didn't really change that much. And I get to keep another, you know, 1.5 points of average projection. So me personally, I would probably stick with 2, but you can do 3, right? 3 is totally okay. It brings your highest exposure from 90 to 85, which isn't like a huge difference in my opinion. I didn't see these leverages move too much. A couple players moving up and down here. But this would be good with me, right? Either 2 or 3, this is the way I would be approaching it if I was on starter or really any plan. All right. Those were our first two questions to get us started today. Now, before we get into this build demo, let's make sure we're all caught up. So no additional questions at the moment. We're going to do an NHL build demo for today. So let's go to Tuesday. NHL. Main slate. All right. So for NHL, you know, it's a big 11-game slate. I don't have any opinions or I'm not going to be, you know, adding any value. I'm going to be trusting the projections, trusting the ownerships, and rocking and rolling with what Saberson provides here. So I'm going to make 2 small minor adjustments to projections to unlock my build lineups button. And I'm going to see if like there's any default rules here. These are just a bunch that we do on the show with tests. Don't use skaters against opposing goalies. Seems like a good default rule to have on. So I'm going to turn that on here. We will build 500 lineups for this demo. Default minimax salary, not going to adjust sliders here. And that's it, right? Now, you know, SaberSim is going to do a good job of correlating your lineups for you. Some people like to use rules with NHL to just guarantee line stacking and things like that. I understand, you know, if that's your cup of tea, I'm coming at this. I'm like, hey, I'm playing NHL for the first time because there's no NBA. I'm not, you know, disclaimer, I'm not somebody who plays NHL regularly. I think I played on opening night, and this would be my second day playing NHL, right? So going to go in here, build my 20 lineups. I'm going to set up a contest sim for a contest that I'll be playing. So let's say that I'm going to be playing, let's say I'm playing the Minimax tonight, right? So I'm going to go and set this up. Jump back to my build. Going to click Run Contest Sim. Grabbing a drink of water while this contest sim runs. Auto changes my sorting metric here to ROI. Not going to matter if I'm using rank, unique random, since this is only one contest that I'm doing this for. Average projection, I like to use an average target ROI, but in this case, it would just be the manual ROI. So average projection, average ROI. To be honest, for NHL, I would probably care a little bit more about the ROI just because there's going to be projection is going to matter less in such a correlation and stack heavy sport like NHL, at least from what I've seen in the build reviews that we've done for NHL. We've done a few of these to date this season, and I've noticed that, you know, you can get two high ROI sets and not worry so much about your average projection here. So still good to have, but just not as impactful as like NBA or like NFL or other sports. So I got my exposure, got my leverage like that. Don't care so much about adjusted ownership. Going to close that a little bit. So now I would start adjusting uniques, right? Noting my ROI 30.8, looking at some of my leverages. So uniques of 2 brings me down like 3% ROI. Uniques of 4 brings me down. I'm sorry. Uniques of 2 brings me down 3%. Uniques of 3 brings me down about 5%. Uniques of 4 still seems good around that like 5% mark. And we're still in like the top 10% of our lineups in our pool, which is great. We have more room to move here. Uniques of 5 is like, looks really, really good to me. You know, about down about 10% ROI, which is like, okay, we're like trading ROI for diversity. And then you can look at my leverages, right? So no player more than 40% exposed. And then my leverages look really, really good, right? Some leverage closer to like 2x for most players, some closer to like 3x for these like Islanders stacks. But overall, like no player more than 40% exposed, a lot in like the 20 to 35 range. You know, this looks really good to me. I would feel really comfortable rolling with these lineups from this point on. But that's basically how I would be building NHL. A couple reminders is that we don't have live sims for NHL, so you do not need to be late swapping throughout the night. We do have actual ownership. So that's nice, you know, getting that actual contest ownership in there. Other things would be that, you know, you mostly want to keep an eye if sims run for like significant projection changes or if players are skating on like a different line or something like that, right? So NHL channel is like pretty active while a slate is in progress. So that's always good to, you know, pop in there and see what people are saying. And so I always appreciate the active members of the community in that regard. All right. But other than that, that is our build demo for the day. No more questions in Discord or YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with a full slate of NBA games on tap. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.